Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Necha Gittel Bas Reb Chaim Tzivcha Tzecha Atzer. And for Miriam Brian of Bas Golda, Baruch Vatzecha Hosea Dea, B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha. The Gemara in Mesech HaSukkah, Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, tells us in the name of Rova that V'chein L'Shabbos, Migud Avid Erfim L'Nisukkah Avid Erfim L'Shabbos, which means that if you have a wall which is valid for Sukkah, Shtayim, those walls which are not Shabbos dik, which are not a Rishisecha for Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos of Sukkot, it is valid. Why? Because Migu, since it's a daifen, it works for Sukkot, so it's also a good daifen, it also works for Shabbos. That's what we're going to be discussing based on the Torah of Agon Rufal Kunsel Shlita. The Rosh writes that the Rif omitted this member of Rava, and he quoted the other members of Rava, but not this one. And the reason is because Rava paskin that you need a tsuras ha-pesach, and it's a milsa de pshita, that since there are three valid walls, then it would be we would say migu, because if the third wall is merely a tefach, and that would not be good for Shabbos. But if the third wall has a tsuras ha-pesach, the form of an opening, which we know on Shabbos is considered a valid wall, so memela, of course it works for Shabbos. So the Rif didn't find it necessary to paskin this member of Rava, because it's pashit, since Rava says that you need a tsuras ha-pesach, so of course it's pashit that it should be valid as a third wall. So of course it works for Shabbos. The Ran asks that since we paskin that it requires a tsuras ha-pesach, why do you have to b'chal command to the migu? Hal doifin ma'al yehu nami linyan Shabbos. It's a good wall even for Shabbos. So once we require a tsuras ha-pesach, so why do we have to command to the migu? Migu davi definitely in Sukkah, davi definitely in Shabbos. Of course, it's definitely for Shabbos, because you need a tsuras ha-pesach. V'ayin sham b'ran shekosav di'ika gav nituvo v'sagi b'sukkah v'lo sagi b'shabbos. V'lezeh b'inan migu. There are many cases where it's only a valid wall for Sukkah, and it's not a valid wall for Shabbos. And for that, you have to resort to the migu. Ayin sham, so that's why you have to come onto the migu. For instances where it is not a valid wall for Shabbos, it's only a valid wall for Sukkah. But in the case of the tsuras ha-pesach, it would be a valid wall for Shabbos even without the migu. Ayin sham b'divrei Haran shekosav kegoin shedoifen mizrochis arucha harbe shehimuteres b'sukkah keneged kol orka kedaminu b'seif pirkin. Shepsala yaitze min asukah nidoin kesukah ubishavis eina muteres ela keneged akotza. So he gives an example on otein dugmala davar. If you have the eastern wall of the sukkah is longer and it's mutter in the sukkah, it's going to be a valid sukkah corresponding opposite the entire length of the eastern wall. The eastern wall extends further than the western wall, so you're allowed to sit in the entire space where there is an eastern wall. Why? Midin psal, famous Gemara, that if you have schach that comes out from the sukkah, out from the kosher sukkah, that has the same din as the sukkah. So you have the sukkah ends where the western wall ends, but the eastern wall extends, and the schach goes along with the eastern wall. So that's going to be kosher midin psal hayotze min hasukkah nidon kesukkah. So since you have schach even corresponding to that eastern wall, that is going to be a valid wall for sukkis, but is not going to be a valid wall for Shabbos, because Shabbos, it is only going to be valid keneged hakotzar, opposite the shorter wall. Only if it has three proper walls on Shabbos, only then it's going to be kosher. But keneged the eastern wall, which is longer and it doesn't have a wall opposite it, so there it won't be good. So that won't work for Sukkos, but it will work. It won't work for Shabbos. This psal ayotze min haschach nidon kesukkah, where the schach extends with the wall, so it works for Shabbos, and it doesn't work it works for Sukkah, doesn't work for Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos Sukkos, it works for Shabbos as well. So that would be an instance where you would have this migu. Since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's also a good wall for the Sechach. It's also a good wall, for Shabbos. Once it works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. So according to this, we have to understand the Rosh. Because in such an instance where you have Psal Yotzim and Asukah, we require the Migu. And even after we pass the required Tzuris HaPesach, the Rif shouldn't have omitted this member of Migu David Oifling and Sukkah David Oifling and Shabbos. The Rosh says the Rif omitted it because it wasn't necessary because the Rav says he needed Tzuris HaPesach. What are we going to do with the Ran? The Chan has a good taina that the Rav needs a Migu for cases where it's not going to be a good wall for Shabbos, but there's no Tzuris HaPesach. For example, in this din of Psal Yotzei, where you have the Doifin Mizrachis, which is Arukah Harbe, where it's not a good wall for Shabbos, only a good wall for Sukkah, and since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's also a good wall for Shabbos. So Kim Tzedek Tekasha, we come back to the question of why did the Rif not paskin this Memra of Rava? This is Unzel's Kasha. V'anire Poshut Puzeh, as follows, that says Moreno V'Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Kunzel Shlita. That the Ran says that he wants to be Machshir Le'inyan Shabbos, where the Doifen Mizrochis is Aruka Harbe Umitam Migu, where the eastern wall is much longer, and the reason it's Mutter is Alts Migu, that the Ran was Machshir, it would appear that it would depend on how you interpret the Halach of Psal Yotzim and Asukah, that the schach coming out of the sukkah is nidon kesukkah. And the sugi earlier on, and the avdalit on the beis, which we discussed at length, and other shiurim, where haisa gavoa michof ama, let's say you have a sukkah which was higher than 20 amis, ubana ba itztaba kenega de doifenem tsoi, and he built an itztaba, what's meant an itztaba, he built a platform opposite the middle wall. So it was higher than 20 Amis, and then he built a platform which makes it lower than 20 Amis, because now that he's standing on the platform, it is going to be a kashara sukkah over this platform. Where this platform is, it's going to be a kashara sukkah because it's not 20 Amis anymore. So, Rashi holds that the whole sukkah is kosher, even when there's no platform. Why? Midin psal hayotze. Rashi says, Ksheira kol ha-sukkah sheish la gimel defanis. Behind the kosher ha-sukkah, filo minu itzuba v'hola. Which And then we have a din of salayotzim and a sukkah and a sukkah. So even if what extends beyond this this itztaba is going to be kosher, why? Because of psal hayotzim and asukah. That's Rashi. The Rosh says, in the name of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that he understood b'das Rashi, that the Yisod HaDin of Psal HaYotze is that the Doifen HaKotzer Nimshach Keneged HaOrech. That Pshat in Psal HaYotze is that the shorter wall is viewed as if it's extending corresponding to the longer wall. Like we say, Shtayim Ki Hilchasam B'Shlish Tafilu Tefach. So this Shlish Tafilu Tefach is going to be extending. And he's Tamei on this. But Mavur the head here that he holds that Psal HaYotzim and Asukah Nidon Kesukah means that it's considered that the shorter wall is drawn, extends opposite the longer wall. And it's like the din of Shlish Safilu Tefach. So according to this, it would appear Pashut that the Ran says that Gam Lechai Gavna Shapi Yashayich Migud Avidofen Linyan Sukah Avidofen Linyan Shabbos Umigud Nidon Adofen Akotzel Kenim Shach Linyan Sukah Kenu Gam Linyan Shabbos. That even for such an instance, we would say the Migu. The Migu that it's a Doifen Linyan Sukkah, it's a Doifen Linyan Shabbos. And need Migu that the shorter Doifen is extended for the Sukkah, the shorter wall is also extended for Shabbos. So when it comes to Shita Sarashi, you need to come on to the Migu. The Pshat in the Psal HaYotze is that the shorter wall extends. And Memela, you need the migu that works for sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. However, Ayin Shem Barosh, that he says that since it's called Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah, we do not consider the longer wall as part of the sukkah. That after he makes the longer third wall, he's megaladas, that what is not in between the two walls is not included in his sukkah. The Psal HaYotze only has one mechitza. And it's not nidoin as part of the sukkah. So the Rosh has a different pshat in Psal HaYotze. Not pshat that the shorter daifen is extending further, but rather that it's mamish not part of the sukkah. And it has only one wall, this chach. And nevertheless, nidon kesukkah, it's still viewed as if it's part of the sukkah. When we divrei Rosh nira bepshitus, shebeemes ein kan hechsher defanos klal. According to the Rosh, there's really no hechsher defanos here. Bepsal ayotzei min hasukkah, and that's the chiddush that it's enough bepsal ayotzei min sukkah ksheret to be machshir, even though there's no hechsher defanos. So isn't that an interesting machlokes? What's pshat in psal ayotzei? Pshat that it has a daifen, we view it as it has a daifen, or view it as it doesn't have a daifen, it's still kosher. Rashi holds that it's considered as if that the shorter daifen is extended, and the Rosh holds no, it isn't, and it's still considered part of the sukkah. The doik that the Rambam is kaveh the din of psal HaYotzim in a sukkah at the beginning of Perek Dalet, where he's talking about dinei defonos v'hechsher mechitzos. So that's like when Yeshaya understood that it's a din in the mechitza, it's an extension of the mechitza. The Torah is kaveh, including hilchas schach. And that's Keshitas HaRosh, that it's not a Chiddush in Hechsher Defunos, but rather it's a Chiddush that it's Machshir, even if there isn't Hechsher Defunos. Well, the Shitas HaRosh, B'bir Adin Psal HaYotzim and HaSukkah, it would appear partially that it's not Shach to be Machshir, Linyan Shabbos Umitam Migu, because there is no Hechsher Defun Linyan Sukkah Klal. So according to the Rosh, it's very good that the Rif omitted this memra of the longer eastern wall. Longer Eastern Wall isn't going to help us, Migu Linyan Shabbos. According to Rashi and the Ran al Bidarkoi and the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, we can say Givaldik, that since it's a wall, Linyan Sukkah, the wall extends Linyan Sukkah, it also works Linyan Schech. That's in the din of Psal HaYotze when the Koysal HaMizrachi is longer. But according to the Rosh, that it's only going to be a din in Sukkah. It's not going to work for Shabbos because we don't see how the walls is extending. So according to the Rosh, there is no extension of the Defanos. Since there's no extension of the Defanos, you can't say Migudah v'Defan l'Nin Sukkah v'Defan l'Nin Shabbos. So therefore the Rosh, who explains the Rif, that the Rif omitted it because Rabbi says you needed Tzuras HaPesach. And we asked, there are other Eifanim, and we gave the example of the Eifan, where you would have an extended wall. You would have an extended wall of Psal HaYotzei. We said that's only going to be L'Shitas Rashi, and that's the way the Ran is going to be learning. That we see it as if the wall extended. The male, since it extends for Sukkah, it extends for the Sukkah. But if you hold like the Rosh, like the Tur and the Rosh, then it's not going to be a Kash at all, because we don't bechlal see the wall as extending. Psal HaYotzei is only kosher because you have schach there. It's a din in the schach. It's not a din in the walls. You don't see it as if the wall extends. So in the Mela, since it's not a wall, it's not going to be good for Shabbos. So that's a stage one of this journey, and we have more to talk about. Li neder, hope you zeicher. So please, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.